Research conducted by the Western College of Veterinary Medicine suggests ear tip necrosis in pigs may be triggered by a bacteria. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
In hopes of developing effective preventions or treatments, researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine have been examining ear tip necrosis in pigs. Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor with Utrecht University, explains, "We understand what it looks like, but we don't yet fully understand its cause."
Ear tip necrosis is an issue relevant to the swine industry worldwide. It's something that's been described a while ago, and there's been some research investigating what causes it. Initially, some studies suggested that PCV2 could be associated with it. There is a line of research that suggests that mycotoxins are the cause, but we don't quite know exactly how it works yet. So we were wondering if there's something associated with, as I mentioned, mycotoxins, the environment, or why were we seeing this more often now? And, you know, we try things here and there to mitigate it, but there's never been an efficient treatment or prevention method or anything. So at the end of the day, those two factors together kind of prompted this study. And the objective was to investigate if ear necrosis is an infectious disease or not. So we truly wanted to know if there's something we could do from an infection perspective to deal with it, or if this was some other kind of disease with a different pathology.
Dr. Costa says researchers have determined this disease does seem to be triggered by some type of infection, but other factors may contribute to the severity of the condition. He says there's been no evidence of viruses, suggesting this is at least partially a bacterial disease, and researchers are examining various bacterial agents in hopes of identifying a cause and ultimately developing prevention or control measures. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.